Title: Funky Drummer Edits for Jungle Drive Beginner. Alright, let's build some actual jungle drive out of a funky drummer style break in Ableton Live. The big idea today is micro edits. Tiny chops, ghost notes, little timing decisions, quick stutters. This is where that sprinting forward feeling comes from in jungle and drum and bass. And we're doing it in a beginner-friendly way. We're not going to get lost slicing audio manually for hours. We're going to let Ableton slice the break to a drum rack. Then we'll edit it like a drum pattern. By the end, you'll have a two-bar loop that rolls, a drum rack you can reuse, and a simple drum bus chain that glues it together. First, set the vibe. Set your project tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I recommend 172 BPM for starting out. Create an audio track and name it Break. Drop in a funky drummer style break or any classic breakbeat loop. Make sure it's looping as a clean two bars. One bar works, but two bars gives you space for call and response. Bar 1 is your statement, bar 2 is your little answer. Now warping. Don't skip this. Warping is the difference between my edits feel tight and why does my loop feel like it trips every time it repeats. Double-click the audio clip. Turn warp on. Set the seg BPM close to your project tempo. For warp mode, choose beats. Preserve should be transient. And set the transient amount somewhere around 60 to 80 to start. You want it punchy, not smeared. If the loop isn't lining up, right-click and use warp from here, straight. Then adjust the end of the clip so the loop point is seamless. Your goal is simple. It loops cleanly without weird stretching. Quick tip. If it feels stiff, you can briefly audition Complex Pro just to hear the difference, but for breaks, beats mode usually keeps the impact. Okay, now the fun part. Slice to drum rack. Right-click the warped break clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in slicing preset. Totally fine for now. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices, and it'll also generate a MIDI clip that replays the break. This is a huge moment. You've basically turned audio editing into MIDI editing. Way faster, way easier to experiment. Now we tighten the drum rack, so it behaves like a proper jungle instrument, not a messy pile of overlapping tails. Open the drum rack and click a few key slices. Your main kick, main snare, hats. In each slice is simpler, make sure it's in one-shot mode. Add a tiny fade-out to prevent clicks. If something rings too long, shorten the length, or adjust the amp envelope so the tail isn't washing over everything. Here are two safety settings that will save you headaches. For key slices, set voices to 1, so you don't get accidental flams and overlaps when you trigger the same slice quickly. And add a very short fade in as well, especially if you're going to do ultra-short chops or stutters. Clicks are the enemy of pro sounding. Next, choke groups. This is one of those classic break control moves that beginners skip, and then wonder why their high-end sounds like a swarm of bees. In the drum rack's choke section, put your hi-hat slices and small percussion slices into the same choke group. For example, choke 1. Now hats cut each other off like a real drummer's hat would, and your groove stays crisp. Now, before we start adding chaos, we pick anchor hits. This is a coach move. Decide what must stay consistent every loop so the groove has a spine. Usually that's your main snare on beats 2 and 4, and at least one downbeat kick. We're going to do our micro edits around those anchors, so it still feels like a break, not random chopping. Next up, reinforcement. Breaks alone can be vibey, but in modern DNB they often need a little extra authority. Create a new MIDI track named kick/snare layer. Load a drum rack, or just load a kick in simpler and a snare in simpler. Pick a tight, short kick, not boomy, and pick a snare with a good crack. Then program a simple backbone over two bars, snares on 2 and 4, and a kick on 1, with maybe an extra kick depending on the feel. Here's the mindset. The break provides movement and personality. The layers provide consistency and weight. If you layer too loud, you'll erase the funk, so keep it subtle. Now we create the Youngly Drive, essential funky drummer edits. Open the MIDI clip that Ableton generated from slicing. Duplicate it so you can experiment freely. You always want a safe copy before you go wild. Edit number 1. Ghost snares. This is the roll sauce. Find a lighter snare or ghost hit slice in your rack. Add extra hits just before your main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Start with one ghost at a 16th before. And if you want more urgency, try a 32nd before. But the key is velocity. Set ghost notes low, like 20 to 50. Keep the main snare strong, like 90 to 120. If everything is the same velocity, it won't feel like jungle. It'll feel like a typewriter. Edit number 2. Hat push and pull. This is how you get funk without changing the whole grid. Pick a hat slice. Turn off grid snap for a second. And nudge a couple hat notes slightly late. Not a full 16th late. We're talking milliseconds. A good target is 5 to 15 milliseconds. That little delay adds swagger. Micro timing rule that works really well for beginners. Ghost slightly early for urgency. Hat slightly late for swagger. And keep the main snare stable as the spine. Edit number 3, the classic 1/32 stutter fill. At the end of bar 2, pick a snare slice or a hat slice and draw 30-second notes for the last 8th note of the bar. Then do a velocity ramp, start lower, end higher, so it feels like it's accelerating into the loop point. This is one of those edits that instantly makes a loop sound like jungle happened. Edit number 4, snare drag. Before beat 2, place 2 quick hits. One at a 16th before, and one at a 32nd before. Keep them quiet, ghost vibe. Main snare stays loud. You're implying a drummer's grace note, not adding a second backbeat. Edit number 5, reverse pickup. Duplicate a slice that has a nice tail, like a cymbal or snare-ish sound. In simpler, turn on reverse. Place that reversed slice right before a main snare, or right before the downbeat if you want a suck-in moment. Now, a quick pro-feeling trick that's still beginner-friendly. Slice curation. Instead of hunting across the whole drum rack, identify 6 to 10 keeper slices. Best kick, best snare, best ghost, best hat, maybe a ride, maybe one percussion. Move them so they sit next to each other on a neat row of pads. This speeds up everything. Programming, experimenting, building fills. Your future self will thank you. Optional but powerful. The shadow snare technique. Duplicate your main snare slice to another pad. On the duplicate, darken it a bit with EQ, or just lower its volume by 6 to 12 dB. Use that shadow snare for fast doubles and rolls. It reads as speed and movement, without sounding like you just made the snare louder. Now, let's add subtle swing using groove pool. Open the groove pool. Drag in an MPC 16 swing groove, something like 54 to 58. Start low. Apply it to your break MIDI clip. Set amount around 10 to 25%. Timing around 70 to 100. Random just a tiny bit, like 0 to 5. Big warning, don't overswing the whole beat. If you make the main snares late, you kill the impact. A nice approach is to keep your kick and snare layers pretty straight, and let the groove affect mostly hats and ghosts. Now we glue it together with a basic drum bus. Select your break slice MIDI track and your kick slash snare layer track and group them. Name it drum bus. On the drum bus, at EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean up sub rumble. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If the snare needs a bit more crack, a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz can help, but don't chase harshness. Next, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Turn soft clip on. That little bit of clipping is often perfect for breaks. Then add saturator, analog clip mode, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, and match the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. If it suddenly sounds better only because it's louder, pull it back and recheck. Optional. Drum bus. Use it carefully. A bit of transient boost can be great. Keep drive low, crunch low. Jungle drums need grit and clarity. If it starts sounding like a distorted sandwich, you've gone too far. Back off. Now let's turn the loop into something you can actually arrange. Not just a 2-bar flex. Try a simple 16-bar structure. Bars 1 through 8. Your main loop, fairly stable. Bars 9 through 12. Add extra ghost notes and maybe one tiny stutter. Bars 13 through 16. Bigger turnaround, like the 1/32 roll plus a reverse pickup into the loop reset. A great variation trick. Duplicate your 2-bar clip 8 times. Every 4th repeat, make one small change. Remove a kick slice, add a snare drag, or do a stutter at the end. Small changes keep energy without losing the groove. If you want a bit of controlled chaos and you're on live 11 or 12, use probability. Pick 2 to 4 tiny notes like ghosts or quick hats and set probability around 50 to 80%. Your anchors stay reliable, but the loop evolves. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you work. Don't overwarp. If you have warp markers everywhere, you can destroy the break's natural feel. Keep it minimal. Don't skip choke groups. Hat and tail stacking will make your top end messy and unrealistic. Don't set everything to the same velocity. Dynamics are the funk. Ghosts must be quiet. Don't overswing the whole beat. Let the swagger live in hats and ghosts. And don't overdo bus distortion. too much and you lose transients, and the drums become flat loud instead of punchy. Quick mini exercise to lock this in. Slice a break to drum rack. Make a 2-bar loop. Add 2 ghost snares before beat 2 and 4. Add 1/1/32 stutter at the end of bar 2. Add 1 reverse pickup into beat 1. Apply groove pull swing at about 15%. Add your bus chain, eck, glue, saturator. Then export a quick bounce, and name it Jungle Break 172 BPM Edit 01. Then do it again with a different break, using the same recipe. Repetition is how this becomes automatic. Final mindset as you leave this lesson. Commit versus control. If you want it to feel played, keep more of the original timing and only nudge a few ghosts and hats. If you want it to feel programmed, tighten your main hits closer to the grid and let the chaos live in fills and grace notes. Either approach works. The important part is that your anchor hits stay dependable. When you're ready, level up by making 3 versions of the same loop: a foundation version, a driver version with 1 signature move, and a peak version with a clear turnaround. That gives you instant arrangement power. And if you tell me what break you're using and what sub or bass vibe you're going for, I can suggest a specific 2-bar edit pattern that fits it and point out which slices make the best anchor, snare, and ghost hits.